A loose fence post, my kitchen faucet's leaking, my dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time, done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Did you hear me say blowout and margarites? You better believe it. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout, second annual one. Everything has a crazy blowout price, plus blowout items. $99 diamond studs, diamond cross necklaces, $199, 14 karat white or yellow gold. We have silver dollar necklaces, $49. We have floating pearls, $49. It's a crazy blowout sale every day through Black Friday, except for Gobble Gobble Day. Come see us at Margarites.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying. Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Grab a seat and pull up a memory or two.
Charge! Get going again! With the Dr. Pepper difference! Charge!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news!
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Pfizer says it's asking for emergency authorization to begin distributing its coronavirus vaccine, which the company says has shown to be 95% effective in tests. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the first doses will go to those most at risk from the virus.
Those in nursing homes, assisted living, etc., as well as our healthcare workers and our first responders.
U.S. coronavirus deaths have now exceeded 250,000. Georgia today certifying the results of its election after a hand count of ballots showing former Vice President Joe Biden the winner. Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
The numbers reflect the verdict of the people, not a decision by the Secretary of State's office or of courts or of either campaigns.
President Trump's legal team is expected to challenge today's certification. America is listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes,
let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Get groovy, get funky, let's go.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Greg Budell, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and the Seth Spotlow Experience on the way. We have a celebrity call waiting, but Kira has been very patient through an entire break and another reckless Fox News cast.
Yes, sir, how are you?
How are you? Enough about me.
I'm good. I heard I won something today.
You did. You won, I believe, the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire in our grand prize drawing.
Wow.
Okay, how do I... Yeah, let's see. What does that entail, by the way? I meant to ask that.
What does it entail? Well, you have three different Don Duncan locations. You take your certificate. They change your oil, rotate your tires, check your fluid, safety inspect your brake, vacuum out the car, and it's all free.
Oh, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a very good deal, and you use it when you are ready. You know, it's, and you can take it to any of their three locations.
Okay. How do I get the certificate?
I'm going to put you on hold, and Rosie's going to get your address.
Okay, well, happy birthday, Rosie.
Yeah, thank you, Kara.
Yes, it is Rosie's birthday, and that, above everything else, should be the reason to call today. Yeah. Kind of like Jesse Lynn just did.
That's right.
Hey,
absolutely.
Jesse.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Doing good. Just getting ready for this show, Downtown Prattville, this season. Got the car loaded down.
Yeah, tell us what's happening down there. This sounds like a great event.
Yeah, so the shops in Downtown Prattville, all the private business owners are hosting a mix and jingle shop jingle event, mix and mingle shop and jingle event downtown. And I'm actually going to be set up in front of Kudzu & Cotton on Main Street, just providing some entertainment for everybody that's walking downtown, shopping with our shops, and having a good time. Each of the business owners serve little refreshments and, you know, little drinks like apple cider, hot cocoa, different stuff that's going on. So we'll kick everything off at 6 o'clock tonight and go till that 8.
And you're going to be performing live.
Going to be performing live.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is a great reason to go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wonderful event, very festive, and a chance to escape this pall that we're all living under right now with this crazy ass.
I know. I'm so excited because I'm actually breaking out a Christmas shirt and some Christmas leggings and all of that good stuff.
Whoa.
So you'll see me in some cute Christmas attire.
I wish I could make my way up there. I have a very festive Christmas shirt my daughter gave me 5 or 6 years ago, and it's from vacation, and the quote is, the is full.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that.
Real classy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my daughter.
Get off stage.
She knows her old man.
They're cute. It's a little reindeer, you know, leggings and stuff like that. So it's going to be really cute. I'm excited.
Well, everything you do is cute.
Aw, thank you.
You have that gift. You have that gift, Jesse Lynn.
I try to keep up with the adorableness of Rich. So I really set that bar and pride myself in trying to be adorable.
I'll tell you what, you handle cute, we'll let him handle
adorable.
All right.
There we go. That works.
And I personally will handle the class part.
There you go. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesse.
Hey, thank you guys. Y'all have a great afternoon.
You too, hon.
All right, bye-bye.
That sounds like a great idea to get out there in the preferred community tonight on Main Street for that event and to see Jesse perform. Hey, Lori.
Hello, Greg. Hi. Happy birthday, Rosie.
Thank you, Lori.
I wanted to ask a favor of you, Greg. We've had been having a hard time. I called you about our house, and we've had so much damage, and nobody will get back with us. But we did get the tree off the house.
Good.
One good thing. But my husband said, I'm going to go and get some cigarettes, which is just what he needs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can certainly.
And yesterday at 3, and I cut the radio down. And he got in my car, and it was on 93.1. He said, I heard the funniest song. He said, I had tears in my eyes rolling down the road. He said, it's something about the devil. It was
the devil went down to Georgia. Yes.
Can you please, sometime in the next hour and 50 minutes you have left, can you sometimes play that?
I'm pulling it out now.
We tried to find it. We can't.
Well, that's because I'm magical.
That's right.
And I know. I said, Greg's the master. He finds all this funny, really hilarious stuff.
Yeah. So,
and his buddy found it, too. He heard it. And he's tried to look, and we can't find it anywhere.
Well, we have an information break coming here with traffic, news, Rich's forecast, and I will play it at the very end of that, just for you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Greg. You guys have a great weekend.
And I'm sorry you're still dealing with damage from that storm.
Yeah. It's hard to get somebody to come out, but we're trying. Hang in there, guys.
What kind of worker do you need?
We've got roof damage and fence damage.
Hang on a second. Let's get her number. Eddie Bader, in his business, knows everybody in these type businesses, and
yeah, we can get to take care of.
Yeah, we'll put you in touch with him because this is crazy. I mean, that storm Zeta was what, a month ago?
Yeah,
or more.
But I understand. I've got actually a listing that's still got a tree on it. I mean, it's...
You could probably sell it with the tree on it.
Actually, it's sold. We're trying to get the tree taken off before closing.
Okay. You know, I tell everybody when I talk about your skills, it's not just the way you show off a house and the effort you put into it, but I tell the story specifically about the money you made for me.
Yeah.
Because when we first met, I had the nice rental, nothing wrong with the house.
No, great place.
And had a good renter. My renter left, and you and I had just connected. And I said, right now, because I bought it just before the market collapsed.
Of course.
Right? So I was hoping to get out of it clean. And originally, I think even before I met you, somebody told me at this point you would have to probably pay the closing costs,
mm-hmm.
which would be several thousand dollars to
up
get
to
just to get out.
$4,000 bucks, easy, yeah.
And when you looked at the property and we hooked it up for you to manage it, you said, hang on to it. Hang on to it because the market's starting to bounce back, and in a couple of years, you'll be able to do a lot better than just get out from underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did I ever. I will forever be grateful for that.
Sometimes, Greg, it's easier to be lucky than good.
Well, but it was your experience. Look, we're talking about a matter of thousands of dollars is a lot to me.
Me too.
I am not a rich man. I'm rich in many other ways, but, you know, we're doing okay. I can't complain. But that makes a huge difference to me. And for you to be that direct with me about the proper strategy on what to do with that particular house paid off so well. And that ranks up there. That kind of wisdom ranks up there with your years of experience and as valuable as your ability to get a place seen and sold. And
well, thank you, Greg.
I am... I love you as a friend. I love having you on the show because you're great to talk to and you pay attention to what's going on. But you're the best at what you do.
Thank you, Greg.
And his number is 3220662.
Yes, it is.
And shame on the Spotlow experience for not being here to recite that number.
That's right.
We'll make him do it when he gets here.
Yeah. All right.
One of the reasons that house I was just discussing with Eddie looked so great is that it had many touches from Georgia Floors Direct.
It did.
A tiled backsplash in the kitchen that they designed and installed. Everything they put in there, the hardwood
floors.
What about
your master bath that was like a spa?
That was it was a nice, all I cared about was the garden tub, but it had a linoleum floor, and I hated it. It just didn't look good, even when you cleaned it, and I thought I'd like to get a nice, look at Rosie. She's got Georgia Floors Direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I wanted to get a nice tile. I had enough money to do the floor. And Jeff Mallinson came over to measure everything and said, you know, we could really, for not a whole lot more, put the tile up the walls around the tub and make this look like a spa. And what a fantastic move that was.
Very wise move, man.
And when you get everything at wholesale prices and you work with people like Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct, you're absolutely making the right move. That's why they've been around for 50 years, and they'll be around for another 50 long after I'm gone, because they have never tampered with what made them great to begin with. Wholesale pricing, experienced salespeople who know the inventory, installers who are the best at what they do, and it's all Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, and look them up on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
And the Democrats went down to Georgia. That is coming up at the end of the break. Right now, traffic at 14 after 4.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic with an update. All right, I-65 northbound is clear. Got good sailing that direction, but we have some problems elsewhere around town. Minor accident and at Madison Avenue. That is a tough spot, congested this time of day. 5900 Vaughn Road, that's going to be in the vicinity of St. James School. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also, 4700 Atlanta Highway, that's in the vicinity of Eastmont Baptist Church. Also, we've got a couple of accidents on Chantilly Parkway. We had one reported earlier. And now a second one reported in front of the little gas station that's right there at I-85 as you come off the Northern Boulevard. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles everywhere. We got a lot of boots on the ground around Montgomery right now. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire auto service at their Montgomery location on Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says he wants Alabama schools to return in person after the Thanksgiving holiday, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. The state's COVID-19 school dashboard shows cases rose 50% in schools from November 6th to November 13th. Mackey says individual schools could switch to all virtual learning as a last resort. State health officials say if you are traveling for the holiday, you should take some steps to make sure it is as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. The CDC, meanwhile, is recommending that you don't travel for the holiday. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shai Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Montgomery Public Schools has confirmed that Hudson was a teacher for the district. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. The holidays are on top of us. Now, you've always done this. You've taken orders and you've shipped them out. But there's going to be more shipping this year because of the coronavirus than ever before. You can handle that.
You're exactly right, Bubba. You know, we make Christmas giving, Thanksgiving, any kind of giving the easiest in the world because you call us or send us a list. We take care of the rest. We will ship anywhere in the continental United States. We can ship pecans, candies, anything you want. We can do it from Tucker Pecan Company. And you know what else we do? We do fundraisers. Schools, churches, civic organizations need to raise money. This is the best way to do it. You always need pecans at Christmas and Thanksgiving. You can't ask for a better thing to buy.
Your candies are always fresh. You do your shipping for Christmas. You take care of everybody, so there's only one place to go. Tucker Pecan, tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Make your holiday shopping easier. Just go to Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time, and I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helped with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only do we have a warming trend underway, it's not just warmer days. The nights are going to start to moderate as well. Tonight, mostly clear, not nearly as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 51. Tomorrow, total sunshine. Should be a beautiful Saturday. High both Saturday and Sunday in the middle 70s. On Sunday, we'll see a sun and cloud mix, but dry. Monday, low 70s, still dry. I think the next big deal for us is a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. We'll keep an eye on it for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
he said,
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw. Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bets, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or social. Let's take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True, sure, internet stuff is a pressure
for people that bad except there.
Sleepy Joe.
I'm not going to be new. I got something to do. I got to go do that.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Oh, no wonder he
won. Show them that I depression.
Come with me, Joe.
Tell them.
Fiddler's amazing.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump's ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe.
By a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
Head. Oh wait, it looks like he fell asleep as Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump said, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
And that is every bit as good as it sounds, and you should catch the video. I've got it on my page. You can scroll down and find it.
Cool.
Less than an hour from now, at 5:15, a magnificent space station flyover. I mean, it will be
awesome.
And we thank Rich Thomas for putting a graph. I've got that on my page. 5:15 to 5:19 from southwest to northeast. Very easy to see. You'll see something moving across the sky.
It won't be any Bader.
Oh, look what just walked in the door.
The Seth Swamplow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
It's not quite as bright as that, Star said.
Man, this shirt. I can't look away.
Yeah.
Sexy, and I know it.
Eddie, what color is that?
It reminds me of the bird song, Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man.
Something. Good Lord, man.
I think it's more like a flamingo coral.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we have a customer on the phone. That would be Terry.
Hey, Greg, this is Terry Rogers in Tennessee. I just want to give some comfort to people that have voted for Trump, and I want to explain a little bit about the Constitution for just a second, because there's a lot of misinformation out. And also I want to say happy birthday to Rosie across
Thank you,
the
Terry.
Airwaves. Anyway, here's one thing that people think, that those electoral votes are going to come back and then go to Trump. And a lot of people don't understand, and maybe you do, and other people. I just want to tell people those electoral votes will be annihilated. And at that point, like the 20 in Pennsylvania and the 16 in Michigan, they will go away. Biden will lose the electoral votes. Then it's going to go in the Senate floor and then Congress, and it's going to be voted. They'll have one or two votes apiece per state.
No, it goes to Congress, not the Senate, one vote per state, and because the Republicans control the majority of state legislatures, that would put Trump.
Yeah, it's all going to go through the legislature. So people don't need to be panicking right now. What they need to do is just let this play out, and we're still going to have our president. This is going to take days for this to play out, but it's going to play out, and we're still going to have our president. Because they can't do this. It's impossible for them to do this. That's why Michigan just threw in the towel, so to speak. They're not going to have those electoral votes in Michigan or Wisconsin.
What do you mean Michigan
or Pennsylvania?
Threw in the towel? I didn't see Michigan throwing the towel.
Well, whenever they can't put those votes in from, what is it, Wilson County or whatever.
Wayne.
And they can't have those votes.
It has not happened yet.
Right.
Well, it's going to happen. I'm trying to encourage people right now to hang on. Because this is going to happen this way.
You got to understand one thing, Terry. I've been listening for 3+ years to William Barr is going to get him. He's going to get the coup plotters. Then it's Durham. He's going to line up these traitors, and they're all going to pay. They're all going to, you know, get perp walked to jail. And I haven't seen a damn thing happen. Not one.
George Soros has paid off Fox News. We all know that. And Carlson.
You're done. Stay in Tennessee. Do not call my show again. If you can't control, look, I can get passionate, and I can get mad, and I can get angry. But I'm not going to let you get me fined by the FCC. So stay put. You're no longer welcome on the show. You called to calm us down, and then you come up with that? No thanks.
Didn't calm you down much, did it, Greg?
We got 50,000 people that listen to the station right here in the River Region. That's more than enough. Good Lord. I feel so much better now.
You look good, man. I like your shirt a lot better than his. His is soft, though. I've been over
petting. That's a beautiful shirt.
I know.
Thank you.
It's just.
It's not too far from what you're wearing.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, this is a Jack shirt. You know your bumper stickers? Look.
Hey, you know who gave me this shirt?
Who?
Rosie. You know whose birthday it is today?
Happy birthday, Rosie.
Thank you.
You look great.
So you want to continue to insult the shirt, even though the birthday girl gave it to
you? I've been over here petting you.
Shocker.
Happy birthday. Oh! I didn't even think about that. Okay, the sleeves are the same color.
Pretty close.
Shut up now.
Was I not right?
Yeah, you're right. 100% right.
I'm sorry. Asking us to be patient is... We've been patient. We have been waiting for people to be brought to justice that we know committed treasonous acts against our country and this president. They want unity after, for 4 years, running one hoax after another up the flagpole. A preposterous fake impeachment.
Well, you know why they want unity now. Because they want everybody to stop looking. They want people to not count the votes. Just accept it and move on.
Let's see what Ben has to say. Ben?
Hey, Ben. I'm sorry. Hey, Craig. How are you?
Oh, swell.
Oh, awesome. Can you remember why Rudy is so good?
Remember why he's so good?
Because he took out the mob.
Yeah, exactly.
Accomplishments. Yeah, no, he's a great attorney. But yesterday, the media, being the a-holes that they are, the relentless a-holes they are, focused on hair dye running down the side of his face. Bastards.
Well, look at this. He still has it. I mean, he does. He took that in the mob. Racial predicate, you know? You're from Chicago. I mean, remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did it in New York also. Give him a chance. That's what I think.
I am not... I think people are misunderstanding me. I am not giving Rudy or Sidney Powell, who is a phenomenal attorney, a chance. But I am done hanging my hat on hope because I've done it for 4 years and nothing has happened.
I am also.
So when I see results, I'll get excited, but not until.
I am also. But, you know, the guy does have a point. I mean, let's let it go. Do what we have to do. You know?
We don't have a choice. I mean...
No, we don't.
Yeah, what else are we going to do?
The only thing we can do anything about right now is contribute to the candidates that are running in Georgia for the Senate. Because if it doesn't work out for Trump, and who the hell knows? But first of all, he had his facts wrong. It doesn't go to the Senate. It goes to the House. And it's one vote per state through the state legislatures. They decide who they're going to vote for. And with 27 or 8 controlled by Republicans, we win that. But we're a long, long way from going there. If they keep certifying these bogus results and courts don't overturn them, because they're all scared. They know that this isn't a matter of right and wrong. It's a matter of whether I want to live or die. I don't know what the hell's going on. You banned. Done. Try not to have 3 or 4 drinks before you call a talk show. Now, if anybody else wants to call, and you can keep the FCC from coming after me, say whatever you want. I think that's the first time in 15 years, that I've had to dump 2 people in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In a row.
Back to back.
Happy birthday, Rosie. I need a break.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update for you. We have an accident, Chantilly Parkway and I-85. If you're traveling from Chantilly to Atlanta Highway and you're coming up on the overpass for 85, the accident's going to be right there. Use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground. Around the city right now, we're light to moderate, a little busy on the East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. And we've got a little bit of a slowdown on 65 southbound. That's just before the Southwest Boulevard. High volume of cars on the road there. We're checking into that, but use caution there. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. This Christmas, give something special. Design your own jewelry at Harold's Fine Jewelry. It's easier than you think. Harold's Fine Jewelry is located in the Hillwood Shopping Center. Up on the second level, they're on Zelda Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
I last year I took my turkey to Pepper Tree.
Yeah.
And they deep fried it and carved it beautifully. And it was worth the $30. I called today. Oh, we can't. We're too backed up.
Already?
Ooh.
I said, what about Monday or no? Monday, wow. Tuesday, Wednesday, can't do it. I'm like, really?
You got somebody?
I've been a customer there for many years. I've spent a lot of money there. Can't squeeze my bird in.
Did you tell him who you were?
Yes. No.
What?
You don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't tell anybody who you are. Because then that'll just, A, it's just not good behavior. It's not good form. And B, I think, well, it's like, how can I criticize the husband of the governor of Michigan for getting his boat out when nobody else was allowed and then demanding to cut in line because he was the governor's husband?
Yeah.
I can't say that that's wrong and then call up a business and say, do you know who I am?
But, Greg, just so you know, a lot of people on your level of fame and higher, that's how they get things done. So it's nice to meet somebody that's not a hypocrite.
I just couldn't do that. And that doesn't mean I won't go back there. I just didn't call soon enough. I just had no idea.
If you need it done, I know a guy.
I've had some people recommend like Dirks. They do it.
I know a guy.
You know a guy that does everything.
Let's just say if you would have told him who you were, it would have worked.
But well, sure.
Let's welcome an out-of-state caller I know will remain civil.
Yes.
And
well, I'm not sure I should tell you who I am, but they should
know. I already did.
No, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be three in a row. I mean, I didn't want this to turn into a field day. I had to do something to kind of lower your blood pressure.
No, you sound like a Tourette's talk show here.
I know.
Well, you got to hand out medication to your callers? That's not good.
No. We really wanted to call just to wish Rosie happy birthday but just to say hello to all of you and just chill, Greg. I mean, it's going to everything's going to be okay, one way or the other. Everything, we just got to trust that God's got this in His hands, and it may not be what we expect, but it's all going to work out the way it's supposed to work out, whatever that is. I mean, we're obviously hoping that he's going to prevail, but we're also just trying to just trust in the Lord. That's all you can do.
Well, yeah, and I think you understand what I told both of those vulgar people.
Yeah,
that I have been listening. I've been hanging my hat on false hope for 4 years. I wanted the coup plotter. There's the jack-off that was in the White House for 8 years and accomplished nothing, out running around. Here's another book about me. Whoa! My crap don't stink. Barack Obama, the guy who divided the country. Prick! What? I'm sorry, I had a Tourette's.
No, that's all right. You can vent. That's fine. I mean, that's... And we, Karen and I feel the same way. I mean, we sit here and we, you know, Karen gets all excited and says, something's going to happen, something's going to happen. And I say, you know, if I'm going by past history, I don't think so. And, you know, we keep waiting for Barr and Durham to do something, and nothing's happening. And the Clintons have skated away off Teflon for years and years. So
we have obviously a dual standard for justice. If Bill Barr could just push himself out of Golden Corral long enough to do one thing, to indict somebody, anybody, I don't care who it is, indict a secretary for forgetting to wear panties to work. Do something! What are you doing with all this time? 2 years plus.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So I won't take up any more time. I just really called to try to calm you down. I see I didn't succeed.
Thanks, Paul.
No, you definitely made it worse, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Thanks, man.
We're going to see you in a few weeks. We're looking forward to coming down.
Yes, excellent. Now, this coming Wednesday, we will be at Baumhauer's, and we will be celebrating Rosie's birthday.
Yay! With a little rose, too.
And then when the Cronins, now our Christmas party at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard will be December 15th.
Okay.
But we'll be there the week before that.
They'll be there.
Well, then maybe I'll move it up to the 8th. I'm just trying to.
No, don't do that. But we'll.
Have yourself really a Cronin Christmas.
The 15th is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, then we won't be there that night.
The 16th.
That's a kids eat free night.
Oh.
You see. Alrighty, Paul. Thank you so much for
carry on, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Look forward to seeing you. Bye.
Yeah.
I didn't really expect to get this riled up today. I kind of came in mellow. I went for my bike ride today.
Mellow.
That's 14 days in a row.
Sweet, man.
Maybe you need some birthday cake.
Yes.
We've got some delicious looking cake.
The quiet.
Oh, man.
And symphony.
This just in from Eddie.
Get in the cake. What? I will never stand between you and a piece of sweet.
Well, your yes was just as loud, Mr. Spotlight.
I know, but I mean, hey.
Yeah, just because he thinks he's skinny, he thinks he's healthy.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that way.
Yeah. That's a six-pack of gut.
Yeah, one of a kind.
This is my show, and I sometimes can't believe the things I hear on it.
Thanks for letting me stay.
Well, I love you all, and you're fun.
Oh, we love you too, man, and you look good.
But drunks, please stop calling the show.
Yeah, that sucks.
No, not interested. 4:43, quick break. How about a little speed? I can't say this.
Yeah?
I was going to say, speaking of Eddie, we got Miley Cyrus's Butterball.
How you doing, buddy?
Sure.
We're going to fry your turkey.
Yeah, come on.
I can't do that. And now I'm getting the face from Rose.
No, you're not.
Can we just have cake already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's a good idea.
A great suggestion. Cake time.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Not only do we have a warming trend underway, it's not just warmer days. The nights are going to start to moderate as well. Tonight, mostly clear, not nearly as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. tomorrow. Total sunshine. Should be a beautiful Saturday. High both Saturday and Sunday in the middle 70s. On Sunday, we'll see a sun and cloud mix, but dry. Monday, low 70s, still dry. I think the next big deal for us is a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. We'll keep an eye on it for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran-founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that, except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Butterball, but no one really cared at all.
me at all. They ate so quick. Now as I sit, they run to go watch football. Your shirt is untucked because you ate too much. I am ready to drop. Dishes piled up high as you scream for pie. You are pissing me off. I walked in with a
God, I never want to see those people again.
Well, I can think of two I never want to hear from again today, but other than that, everything is copacetic. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. How about a little Kaylee McEnany?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this is about, but...
doesn't matter. It'll be good.
It'll be good. That's how it is.
We talked a lot about transfer of power in the election, and it's worth remembering that this president was never given an orderly transition of power. His presidency was never accepted. In fact, before his election, we know Crossfire Hurricane was launched by Peter Strzok to pursue a baseless allegations about the president's ties with Russia. That's before he was president, trying to subvert the will of the American people. We know in August, Peter Strzok wrote a text message about an insurance policy against a Trump presidency, once again trying to silence the voice of the American people. In 2016, we know in October that there was a FISA warrant taken out to spy on the Trump campaign. And then the American people spoke, and they spoke commandingly in electing President Trump despite all of the odds. And what happened after he was elected? You had 70 lawmakers say, we're not coming to his inauguration, Democratic lawmakers. You had Elizabeth Warren saying, we're going to attempt to obstruct the Trump transition by urging the Government Accountability Office to investigate the incoming Trump transition. In January of that year, you had President Obama have a by-the-book meeting where they talked about the Logan Act, using that act to go after Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Just before the inauguration, you had BuzzFeed promoting and publishing this bogus Steele dossier that's been widely debunked. And then for 2 years, you had the basis Mueller investigation, which searched for collusion, found none, and exonerated President Trump. While in 2016, President Trump became the duly elected president, many sought to undermine him, discredit him, delegitimize him, and deny his victory. There were no calls for unity. There were no calls for healing. So while every legal vote is counted, let us not forget the inexcusable transition or lack thereof that President Trump had to endure in 2016 and 4 years into his presidency. Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
I mean, they want him to, you know, pack up and leave tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
There is nothing in what she said that isn't 100% true. The audacity, the shamelessness, the hypocrisy of it all on a scale I can't begin to quantify. And this is one reason why today I am just, look, Paul Cronin said, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And all we can do is the best we can to try and, A, help win those Senate seats in Georgia. So we're all moving there after the show.
Hey.
Registering to vote.
Okay.
Well, Democrats are doing it.
Yes, they are.
Why not? It's illegal, but they're doing it.
Andrew Yang invited them and encouraged them to.
Yeah. Probably offered to pay the moving expenses or whatever they needed to live there for a couple of
months.
Just
long enough, yeah.
So I am done after William Barr's enormous disappointment, and the Durham, oh, he's going to get him. He's tough. Hasn't done squat. Nobody's been held accountable for one freaking thing. And so I am not about to get my hopes up on speculation over rescinded vote certifications that were rescinded and then rescinded again. This Georgia recount was a joke. It was not an audit. It was just a recount of already corrupted software. So I wasn't expecting anything to come out of that.
They didn't verify signatures. They didn't even look for any.
No, because the fix is in. This is the big club that George Carlin tells us about every Thursday. Trump has never been in it. And they don't like it when somebody comes along and, you know, it was Kankel's term to waddle into the White House and drain the taxpayers for all they could. And we just didn't understand that. Shame on us. One good thing, though, in New York City is that, and not New York City, it was actually our most electrifying moment this morning. After all the flap, now the good news is the Charlie Brown holiday specials are all going to run on regular television and not just Apple.
Okay.
So you don't have to pay for it.
I think the Thanksgiving one is on PBS this Sunday night.
Well, I was just going to say, unfortunately, the bad news is they're going to be on PBS.
Yeah.
So does that mean they come with a lecture at the beginning, middle,
probably,
and end?
And disclaimers about, well, you know, this was produced at a time when we weren't as woke as we are now.
On a positive note on that, at least that means that everybody can watch it. Because, I mean, even if you don't have an antenna or any kind of cable or anything.
And at least the Peanuts cast came out to make the announcement.
Coming soon to a theater near you. They were two young peanuts looking for love.
His piano's in tune, but he's not.
But their parents tried to keep them apart.
I can't stand it. I just can't stand it.
When Lucy met Schroeder.
That's not one of the holiday specials. In fact, that wasn't even the clip I wanted to play, but
that's a good one.
Apparently anger interferes with my ability to read a label. The next label I see is Clark's. That's very easy. This is a great company that hires the best HVAC technicians, the most talented. Plumbing is a talent. When you see them work, when you see them rebuild a fixture to save you the expense of having to buy a new one, and sometimes they can do that. Sometimes they can't, but they're always looking to get you the best possible deal. And after going through all of that grief, getting that bathtub situation addressed, starting with David Fagan and his team determining where the issue was, then having the tub taken out, and Clark's got in, and their plumbers finally figured out what the issue was. Then, like, a month later, I go to turn the and get my tub back, and I was so happy. I turned the hot water on and start spinning like a propeller.
Oh, no.
And there's no way to shut it off, so I 277-2125. Plumber was at the house about 20 minutes later. I just kept the door. I was bright enough to keep the drain open so the water wouldn't.
So proud of you, Greg.
And they shut it off at the curb, came in. About 20 minutes later, he says, okay. I said, well, how much is the new fixture going to cost? He says, you don't need a new fixture. I rebuilt the one you have. It works fine. Just needed a couple of little tweaks.
Yeah.
So not only, and that's the benefit of a Clark's Club membership. They were out there immediately and saved me whatever the cost of a new fixture. What would like $200-$300?
About $200.
Yeah.
Labor and all, yeah.
For a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just thrilled. I mean, that's the way they do it. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some amazing people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Alabama certification number 99004.
You sound like you're about to lead us in prayer. Put a little passion in that.
Alabama certification number 99004.
That's it.
I was trying to, you know.
That's all right. You did fine.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Highway 82. At Washington Ferry Road up in Prattville. We believe they've got that out of the way, but please use caution there. Also, still showing a